viability is a portion of a lot of that. And a lot of the decisions have been made based on viability. If we now have viability at 21 weeks, why would that not be something that should be considered as we look at the status of what can and cannot happen in terms of this right to privacy that's been granted under Roe v. Wade and Casey?
All I can say to you is what the court's done. And the standard that the court has applied, what factors it may or may not look at within a particular factual situation can't be predicted in a way to say, yes, absolutely, that's going to be considered. No, this won't be considered.
All I'm asking is whether it should. Should viability, should technology at any time be considered as we discuss these very delicate issues that have such an impact on so many people? And your answer is you can't answer it.
I can't, because that's not a question that the court reaches out to answer.
Well,
that's a question that gets created by a state regulation of some sort or an action by the state that may or may not, according to some claimant, place an undue burden on her. We don't make policy choices in the court. We look at the case before us with the interests that are argued by the parties, look at our precedent, and try to apply its principles to the arguments parties are raising.
I'm reminded of one of your quotes that says you do make policy, and I won't continue that.